Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Newman Regional Health Director of Patient Services, Danica Case. Danica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here this morning. We appreciate that.
It's nice to be on.
Well, and we've got a program coming up tomorrow night at Newman Regional Health in the Conference Center. It's entitled Got Medical Debt? And this will be from 6 until 7:30. Well, what will be unfolding here tomorrow night, Danica?
So tomorrow night we're going to have three presenters. Myself, I am the director of patient accounts for the hospital, so I'm going to cover kind of what a person might go through when dealing with medical billing. Then Todd Butler, he is a attorney that deals with medical debt, and he is going to go over kind of the legal side of it. And then HCCI is going to have a person there who's going to discuss some changes that's going with credit reports and how medical debt affects credit agencies. So we are going to try and cover the gamut there and talk about how medical debt affects people. It's especially important because the Kaiser Foundation puts out a lot of really good information about medical debt, and their information indicates that people living in the South and Midwest and those living in Medicaid non-expansion states are much more impacted by medical debt than those in the rest of the country. So we're just trying to get education out to the public and give people a heads up about what to expect when they need healthcare services.
You know, one thing that comes to mind here, Danica, is that I don't think it would take very long for somebody who's uninsured and needs anything beyond just a regular doctor's visit to start getting into financial difficulties pretty quickly, but depending on the nature and maybe the urgency of the medical procedure, if you're insured, you may still have some problems as well.
Absolutely. So the Kaiser Foundation, again, is a great resource. And one of the things that they've been tracking is the liability shift before and after the Affordable Care Act. So before the Affordable Care Act, patients had the financial burden of about 10% of the medical bill, and after the ACA, it's gone up to 30%. So we've definitely seen an increase in the amount that is being shifted to patients. And, you know, no one, other than unless you've got like a planned birth of a child or an annual well visit, when you're accessing health care, you know, a lot of times that means you've got extra stress because, you know, someone in your family or yourself, you've got something going on and it's scary and stressful. And so you add in kind of the alphabet soup related to billing, you know, copays, deductibles, pre-authorizations, you know, words that we don't use in a normal, you know, day-to-day setting unless you have had to access health care. It just adds to the stress. And what I see sometimes is people get overwhelmed and they'll just put those bills aside. And that's the last thing that you want to do. What I do see is, you know, there are a lot of programs out there, you know, like here at Newman Regional Health, we have a financial assistance policy. And, you know, it may not help with all of your bill. It could only help with part of your bill, but, you know, just knowing that those programs are out there and knowing what to access and, you know, just being educated up front, I think is a big piece of, you know, navigating medical and healthcare access and then potential debt as well.
Yeah, I mean, knowing where to go is so important because it is so easy to get lost in, really, it's tough to follow all the lines to get to where you need to go when you're looking at medical debts and all the avenues that are out there. So it's Got Medical Debt. It's a free program tomorrow night, Newman Regional Health Conference Center, 6 until 7:30. Now, Danica, do we need to get registered?
Yes, we are asking people to get registered. That way, you don't have to be registered, but getting registered assures that you have copies of handouts and that we have enough seating. So if someone wants to pop in, I think that's just fine. It just might mean that maybe you don't have a piece of paper to look at. So,
yeah, and it's going to be a very informative program. We hope a lot of people take advantage of it. Again, you can register by getting a hold of Stephen Bazan at Newman Regional Health, 343-6800, extension 22524. And again, coming up tomorrow night at Newman Regional Health from 6 until 7:30. Danica, anything else we need to pass along here this morning?
Not that I can think of. I think the biggest thing is just don't put those bills aside. Pick up the phone if you don't understand. Call the hospital. Call your doctor's office. Call your insurance company. It's a very common, avoidance is a very common thing to do when you're under a lot of stress, but it's actually the worst thing that you can do for yourself when it comes to medical debt.
And this program is being presented not only by Newman Regional Health, but also Housing and Credit Counseling, which is they've teamed up with the United Way and also the Office of the State Bank Commissioner, putting this free program on. Again, Todd Butler, an attorney with Butler & Associates, and Ginger Elsperman, who's a program manager with Housing and Credit Counseling, will be speaking tomorrow night, along with Danica Case, who's the Director of Patient Services at Newman Regional Health. Great job this morning, Danica. We appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danica Case, Director of Patient Services, Newman Regional Health. Good free program, Chuck.
Yeah, great free program, and did want to remind you here, if, as far as tomorrow.